Hello again, it's Patrick Kelly with Airtime, the official podcast of the Olympic Styles of USA Wrestling Kansas. On the line here with Randy Hinderliner, a little segment I'd like to call Randy's Recap. He's going to talk a little bit about junior girls and junior guys that are done with their freestyle now, and just kind of give us a little sense on how things went. Randy, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Pat.
All right, so it's Fargo is Fargo, and it is such a deep and tough tournament. And with the numbers that they have this year, it just has really, I think, added to the depth. Tell us your general impressions about the tournament this year.
Well, you know, of course, the numbers were up for junior. Of course, they started freestyle first this year. And so a lot of guys came out for freestyle. A lot of girls came out for freestyle. And the depth and the quality is improving all along every year.
Okay, and Team Kansas, we already had reported on how the cadet freestyle went. We ended up with three All-Americans there, with Kyle Haas finishing in third place, Dwayne Villopando in sixth place with his medical card that he had to default to sixth, and then Tony Caldwell finishing eighth. In juniors, now we have junior freestyle completed, junior freestyle girls is completed, and obviously the cadet gals as well, and we're unfortunately didn't come out with an All-American. But we had Elise Robinson come up with a third-place finish at 180 pounds, and we had Wyatt Hendrickson come up with a third-place finish at 195 pounds for the guys. Tell us first, give us kind of a recap of the junior men.
Yeah, the junior men, you know, they had a Team Kansas. We had three guys in the blood round, the elimination round, whatever you want to choose to call it. You know, Jason Hentrell did not advance. And then Connor Ward lost a real tough battle, a battle he was winning late in the match. You know, I don't remember. I reported it on the talk form, but you know, with just several seconds left, he lost his challenge on a push out that was kind of questionable, but he didn't advance either. Our one All-American ended up being Wyatt Hendrickson, who beat Austin Cooley of Massachusetts in a real great match. It was 12-2 in favor of Wyatt. Cooley actually scored the first takedown, and that seemed to wake up Wyatt a little bit, and then he just dominated it from there on out, so to place third.
Yeah, impressive performance, and we're going to have Wyatt on a little bit later in the program, but he is just such a fun kid to watch, just explosive, and in the positions he can put himself in as a 195-pounder
right,
are just really rare, so congratulations to him. And you know, going back to that Connor Ward match a little bit, you're right in that I mean, it's so arbitrary sometimes on how points are scored, especially on the pushouts and the, was this a four, was it a two, you know, and throw a brick on it and overturn. It's just those things just really happen. But it's just such a heartbreaker for Connor Ward, a guy that's been a member of our USAWKS Olympic style teams for years. And we know that his, you know, 3 second place finishes at the Scholastic State Tournament before he wins in a dramatic fall at this year's tournament. But you know, he's had some of those rocky road, and it's just, he's a kid that you just would have liked to see get over that hump and become an All-American. So it's just a tough way to do that. But what a warrior, what a competitor Connor Ward is.
Yeah, I was impressed with his tenacity, and of course, you know, all the Team Kansas coaches were impressed too, but I also overheard some collegiate coaches from all kinds of divisions that were happy with his, pleased with his performance and liked his attitude he took. You know, fought till the bitter end and was upset about losing, as he should have been, but was a warrior to the very end.
So we have cadet Greco going on right now, and the junior women just finished. Give us a little bit of a recap on the junior women.
Well, the junior women, they're getting ready to line up for their parade right now, and Elisa Robinson will actually be wrestling for third place here in probably an hour. So she'll be our lone All-American, but you know, this morning we had five girls in our elimination round, and you know, we really anticipated three or four getting through to All-American status, but you know, sometimes as it happens in wrestling, you know, whether you wake up on the wrong side of the bed or whatever, you know, of course, Nicole Moore, was our first one, and she was, trying to wrestle with a separated shoulder. So she was going out there one armed and just couldn't quite pull it off. But then, Maya Kretzer ended up losing, as did Brianna Douglas ended up losing. So neither one of those three that were All-Americans last year made the podium this year.
And I think that, you know, it's hard for us to look at those results, but I think there's a lot of other states that are also in the same boat, again, just with the depth and level of competition at this year's tournament. So, you know, Maya, she has another year to do Fargo if she's able to, you know, with college commitments. Brianna, she'll be moving on now. And she's been just been a real stalwart in our Olympic styles program over the years. So she's got you know, bright days ahead of her for sure. Anything else with the junior women that stood out to you?
Well, of course, our fifth lady was Morgan McGinnis from Onega, and she's just been improving every year. And you know, coming from a smaller high school and you know, has limited opportunities, and just really making the advances in her wrestling. And she was in the elimination rounds too, but lost heartbreaker. But nothing but bright days ahead for her and a few of our other gals. So we keep growing as a program, but a state program, and it'll help. Nothing but bright futures ahead.
All right. Well, thank you, Randy, for joining the program, and I hope to hear from you again with Randy's recap here on Airtime.
I appreciate the time, Pat, and really enjoy listening to all your programs and shouting out to all the Kansas folks that are fans.
With us on the line is Elise Robinson. She's going to be a junior at Junction City High School this fall. She finished third in the nation at the 180-pound junior women's division weight class, and she is our only All-American this year from Fargo. Elise, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So tell me a little bit about your journey to third place. You really had it really was a journey. You lost your first round. Tell us a little bit about that match, and then you won, I believe it was six matches in a row to claim third place at Fargo. So tell us a little bit about that first round match and then your journey to third place.
All right, my first match, I was in the lead to 8-2, and then I forced a move, and then I got rolled over to my back and got pinned. The next six matches, I thought it was a great experience because this one girl named Sandoval from California, she beat me twice, and I was really happy that I beat her. And then the girl in my finals for third match, she beat me last year for first in the finals at Fargo. And I'm actually really happy that I beat her too. So it was a great experience.
And that final round match, you know, it was really, you know, a tight match for the first period. I believe it was it a 1-0 at the end of the first period? You guys were just really moving each other around and holding really good position. And then you capitalized on a mistake towards the end. Tell me a little bit about that match.
Yeah, so we were just going back and forth. I got 1 point because I think she was on the clock and didn't do anything. So it was 1-0, and then we went to our coaches because time was up, and then we went back and wrestled again. And she was trying to body lock me, and then, well, she had my leg, and then what I did was I basically threw her with my leg. Like, it was like a lateral, but like she had my leg, so I just threw her.
Okay, and that was a match ender, and that really was pretty apt description there of how you went about that. So very good. Now you've been on the USAWKS circuit for, you know, quite a few years now. You've had lots of success. You're going to be a junior, as I said, at Junction City High School. What kind of As you look forward to the next few years, and especially into college, what are your goals and what are your thoughts about competing beyond high school?
My goal is to honestly work hard and try out for the Olympics, and I think this is a great path to go to.
All right, so you have very high goals, it sounds like. So do you do any other sports besides wrestling?
Yes, I did football for 3 years, and then I did soccer for basically the rest of my life when I was little.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about how you got into wrestling, when you started, and just the process that you had as you began in the sport.
What wanted me to wrestle was my dad used to wrestle as well, and my twin brother wrestled, and I wanted to try it out too, so I did, and I thought I was really good at it, so I just kept going since 7th grade. I started to run out from 7th grade.
Okay, so from Nicole Moore to Maya Kretzer to Brianna Douglas, yourself, you guys have had great careers and are continuing to have great careers. You're the only one that was able to bring an All-American finish from Fargo this year. What are your thoughts on the just the landscape of how deep and difficult Fargo landscape is these days?
It's really tough. There's really good girls out in the States, and they come and wrestle just as much as we do. And we only can do what the limits are, and just have faith in you, you know?
All right, Elise, so you're in the car heading back to Junction City right now. I wish you safe travels and congratulations and good luck on what's next.
Thank you so much.
On the line with Wyatt Hendrickson, our 2018 Fargo All-American from our junior team. He finished third at 195 pounds. He had a really good tournament, really steamrolled almost everybody except for that semifinals round. Wyatt, welcome to the program, and tell us a little bit about your tournament.
Hi, thanks for having me. Well, it started off strong. The first round, the guy, he was known to be pretty good, but I think I just wrestled smart, which that was my main mindset throughout every match, was just stay the fundamentals and just get it over as quick as you can. If you get a tight gut, just keep rolling, and kept going. It got me through the semifinals round, had a tough matchup, had some tough calls, and got sent to the backside, but then came back to face a few guys I've seen and to take third.
Now, have you seen your Illinois opponent that you had in the semis? Have you seen him before?
Yeah, I wrestled him previously at the World Team Trials, and the score was actually 13-13. I lost by criteria, so.
So take us through that match a little bit. It looked to me like maybe you had a little bit of a slow start and just couldn't quite get it going, and he capitalized on some of those little places where you just were maybe a step behind to begin with. But if you had to wrestle that one over again, how would you change things?
Well, that's you're exactly right. I really rushed through that match, which was not very smart. So I wanted to get it going early and get a jump. So within the first 5 seconds, my plan was to shoot, and I did. Just a nice double leg and got behind him. And what the smart move would have been was just to push him down and get two, but I was in a rush, like, oh, I'm going to bring him back. And he got my leg, and he ended up getting four on that, which was a tempt of my move. And then I end up on top, so I got one. And then I had I locked up a gut, rolled through. I thought it was turned, so I was all right. You know, my head, the score was pretty even. And then he got scramble. He got a little nice little leg lift, and so he got another two. And then he ended up on top, and I think he got one more gut. So, you know, I was like, oh, it's 6-4 or something. You know, I'm losing her. But I looked at the scoreboard; it was 10-1. So I was really flabbergasted, not really knowing how that happened, but you know, some of the moves could have gone either way, and it went in his advantage. Or he did some good counters to some of those.
Yeah, and I think that's a really good assessment. That's the way I saw it, too, at the beginning of the match. I was like, okay, so that's why it's moved. It was 4-1 the other way. And, I'll have to rewatch it again, but yeah, it was, it was interesting. And I tell you, to your credit though, you're always exciting to watch no matter, what end of the score you're on. And I think that's part of you dictating the match a little bit. So that's exciting. So what's your mentality now as you have taken a little bit of a break here and now you're getting ready for weigh-ins for Greco, which start tomorrow. What's your mentality as you head into Greco?
Well, I have a few Grecos. I do like Greco. Freestyle is my more favorite style, but I do know a few good things for Greco. So I'm just going to try to stick to the same game plan and try not to get thrown off. Stay in good positions is the main thing. Just easy points. No, I mean, probably not any fives or maybe a four, but just simple takedown, gut, like slide bys, the two, that kind of stuff. Simple moves.
Okay, tell me a little bit about the mentality of the team. I know, in a couple cases in particular, Jalen Harper having just a tough loss to begin the freestyle tournament and basically pinning himself on a move that he initiated. And then you have Connor Ward with just a heartbreaking loss in the blood round. How is Team mm-hmm. Kansas holding up?
We're all right. We're a little droopy. We're all ready for this last weigh-in so we can all just eat. I'm sure the whole mood will change. But a lot of us have been cutting a little bit more than weighing probably should be. We're having a good time, but we probably should on our warm-ups, get a little bit more of a longer 30-minute one in, but we're holding up pretty well now. We should. After tonight, we'll be a lot better. I guarantee it.
All right. Thanks, Wyatt, for taking the time. Wyatt Hendrickson, 2018 Fargo All-American, to go along with his three third-place finishes now from Fargo. So good luck as you enter the Greco competition, Wyatt.
Thank you.
This has been Patrick Kelly with Airtime, the official podcast to the Olympic styles of USA Wrestling Kansas. Until next time, thanks for listening.